On a practical level, do you get a heads up that this is coming, or do you find out in real time when everybody else finds out?
Thank God we don't. We do, in fact, get a heads up. The New York Wine and Grape Foundation is good enough to call you, I think, literally within moments of them deciding the Governor's Cup. So Teresa Knapp over there always gives a call and says, hey guys, just so you know, this is what's coming. So that was about 4 hours before the official announcement went out from the governor's office.
Did you all then pack down and head out to Watkins Glen to be there for the announcement, or were you otherwise
So no,
busy?
They don't really do that anymore. So the first time we won the Governor's Cup when I was there, there was in fact a gala event down in Watkins Glen with the governor. They haven't done that the last few years. They just call, and then the governor's office sends out an announcement, and the New York Wine and Grape Foundation puts it out through their channels not long after, and then social media blows up. So, you know, that's the celebration now.
And that was certainly where I saw it, was a happy announcement on social media when I happened to be over at Fox Run yesterday for Grapes, Griddles, and Fiddles series. So speaking of first time, have you been able to confirm that this is the first time that this variety has received the Governor's Cup?
So I have gotten no official announcement, but I have asked many people who should know, and nobody seems to believe a Gewurztraminer has been picked for the Governor's Cup before. Interestingly, there's no obvious list anywhere. There's somebody with who has time and is bored definitely should put together that list and put it on Wikipedia, but it does not exist yet.
So what would you attribute that to if this is the first time? Isn't this one of the grapes that is kind of representative of what the Finger Lakes does well? And if that's the case, why now? Why has it taken so long?
That's a fabulous question, one I've been asking for years. So yes, Gewurztraminer is a grape that the Finger Lakes absolutely does very, very well. I think that it creates a truly unique wine here in the Finger Lakes. I think that we make a style of Gewurztraminer that really isn't made anywhere else in the world. So I think it is a signature grape for the region. Not everybody believes that. And the reality is, it's not the easiest grape to grow, so there are only so many acres in the ground, so there are only so many Gewurztraminers that are actually made in the Finger Lakes. So I think a lot of it sort of comes down to a question of supply and the demand. When you look at this competition, you might have 100 Rieslings, you might have 20 Gewurztraminers simply by the odds of, if you pretend, which is of course not true, but if you pretend that every wine has the same odds of winning, your chance of picking a Riesling rather than a Gewurztraminer go up considerably.
Tell me about the winning wine, this 2017 vintage. What for you as the winemaker do you hope people take away from it?
So I was talking about Gewurztraminer as an iconic wine for the region, and we make actually three different Gewurztraminers, all of which were entered in the competition, and two of them are single vineyards. So they're grapes from a single vineyard site, and those are really meant to convey what makes those sites fascinating and unique. And the wine that actually won is what we call our classic Gewurztraminer, which is a regional blend. And we're trying to achieve something different with that classic Gewurztraminer than we are with the single vineyards. And that is, we are trying to create what we think the essence of Finger Lakes Gewurztraminer is. So we are trying to create a wine that we think typifies this style. And so I think that with the winning wine, what you've got is our interpretation of this is Finger Lakes Gewurztraminer, all capital letters. You know, this is what you think about when you think Finger Lakes Gewurztraminer.
Does the Governor's Cup carry some weight outside of the state of New York, or is this something that's bragging rights primarily within the borders of the state?
This is basically bragging rights within the borders of the state, though it's pretty good bragging rights within the borders of the state. We expect to sell out of the wine in the next couple of weeks. So, in fact, another winemaker in the area told me the first time we won the Governor's Cup, he said to me, you could have 5,000 cases of it available and it would be gone in a few weeks. And I think that's pretty true.